Good day, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Well, have you thrown away your amaryllis bulbs from Christmas yet? Oh, please don't. They're relatively easy to get to rebloom for next year. Now, amaryllis is that big ugly bulb from Central or South America that produces those large flamboyant flowers, and it thrives indoors. There seem to be more color variations every other year. Now, many people choose to have these blooming at Christmas, along with poinsettias, but I prefer to start bulbs at Christmas and then have them bloom in March or early April. It's then that I am very hungry for brightly colored blooms amongst all my green houseplants. Now, many people do throw these bulbs out when they're finished blooming. Do keep them. They can be encouraged to flower for many years. Just cut the scape, that's the flower stem, off when finished blooming and allow the leaves to continue feeding that huge bulb. I even put mine outside in the summer, but just bring them back in before the frost. Last year I had them reblooming outside in September. What a surprise and pleasure. Generally, when you bring the bulbs in late August, stop feeding them and stop watering the bulbs to let the leaves die down, and then store them in a cool, about 12 to 15 degrees Celsius, and dark spot, and forget about them for some 8 to 10 weeks, even a bit more if you want. When you feel you need some colored blooms, bring the bulb or bulbs back into a light warm spot and water thoroughly. Now, this is a good time to repot the bulb if you need to, or just scrape off a couple of inches of the soil that's in the pot and replace it with a new soil. It won't take long, well, 6 to 8 weeks, for the bulb to flower and the shoots to start up anyway. And what's fun to see how quickly that stem will grow. And once you see the buds start to form, put the plant in a sunny, but not too hot a spot, and enjoy it. Now, when shopping for amaryllis bulbs, you can buy those box kits that contain a bulb, a pot, and some soil. And these do make nice gifts. Those are usually not a lot of color choices, generally only red, pink, or white. The flowers are usually a bit smaller, but they should bloom just fine if you follow the directions. Some garden centers offer much larger bare bulbs that give you more of a choice of variety and larger sizes. And each one will usually produce 2 or more flower spikes. Each spike may produce 2 to 4 large trumpet-shaped blossoms. Now, general rule of thumb is the larger the bulb, the larger the flowers you'll get. Amaryllis bulbs are classified by size, which is determined by measuring around the outside of the bulb at its largest place. Another good reason for choosing a bare bulb is that you can see the condition of the bulb without having to rummage around in that box. Make sure it is heavy and firm, not moldy, squishy, or injured in any way, and it should have some fairly long, fleshy roots attached to it. Now, a lot of other places now seem to have an amaryllis bulb that's wrapped up in a foil, usually green or silver or red, and they don't require any watering or anything, but it is a one-use bulb. So when you have those, they bloom beautifully, but then that's the end of them. Now, how to care for the amaryllis bulbs once you've got them out again? You have to display them away from any drafts, and they do like a bright room, but not really in direct sunlight. They prefer temperatures at a range of 60 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Keep them away from the freezing windows and drying radiators. So really consider where you're going to put them. Water them sparingly. Only water when the top inch of the potting mix is dry, taking care not to get water on the neck of the bulb. You don't want it to rot out. To promote blooming, you can use a regular houseplant fertilizer with a high phosphorus content. You don't need to for the first time blooming. Afterwards, it helps a little bit. When the flower stalk appears, move the amaryllis into a brighter sunlight. Turn the pot every several days for even lighting and to prevent it from leaning too far one way or the other. Now, the stalks will probably start to lean because they're very tall, and insert a stake next to it, taking care not to disturb the bulb. They do tend to be top heavy, so stake proactively. Don't wait until it falls over all over the floor before you put your stakes in. Once your amaryllis is blooming, you can move it to a cooler location, out of direct sunlight, to make the blossoms last a little longer. They usually are very spectacular. After the flowers have faded, cut them off to prevent them from forming seed. Now you can start these from seed, but it takes several years. Cut the stem off at the top of the bulb. Grow the amaryllis as a foliage plant through the spring and summer until the leaves start to turn yellow. Then store the potted bulb on its side in a cool, dark room or basement to rest for that 8 to 10 weeks. And then you can restart the whole series again. Some wit and wisdom connected with amaryllis. The Victorians associated amaryllis with strength and determination because of its height, fast growth, and its sturdiness. And many of the holiday amaryllis varieties belong to the Hypaastrum genus, and many are from South America. This information has been brought to you from Bracebridge Horticultural Society. We hold meetings at 7 p.m. on the fourth Tuesday of the month at the Senior Center for Active Living. It's Nancy Jobson, helping you have a good Muskoka day.